In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through the one born of a virgin, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Do you still have your virginity? You've probably never been asked that before from the pulpit. And I don't ask it to incite guilt, at least not primarily, but to begin us thinking about something which our modern day society attributes such low value to: our sexual purity. In 2012, there was a Brazilian young lady who was auctioning off her virginity. She was offered $780,000 by a Japanese millionaire if he could take her virginity away. See, this low view of virginity is something that is foreign to most of history. Even the human traffickers in the sex trade charge more for virgin women. And yet our modern society would have the view that we can throw away our virginity in some casual hookup initiated at a bar or a party. Why would we view our sexual purity with such disdain? Virginity, your sexual purity, is something to be treasured, to be prized and held on to and given only in the bonds of marriage. But it's not your sexual purity that is the most important. The lesson before us this morning tells us of a young lady in a backwater town called Nazareth to whom God sent an angel with a very specific message: that she would conceive and give birth to a son. When she asked how this was possible, the angel told her that the power of the Most High would overshadow her, that the Holy Spirit would conceive a boy in her womb. In that very conception, God assumed a human nature so that the one born of the Virgin Mary is the Holy One, who we call Jesus the Christ. Now, Mary's virginity is not of such great value to her. Mary's virginity really wasn't about Mary. It was all about Jesus. It was all about Jesus' credibility before the world. Because no one born of man could be the Savior. If Jesus had a human father, he couldn't be our Savior. If Mary wasn't a virgin, you couldn't be sure that Jesus didn't have a human father. The virginity of Mary should be very important to you, because it is at the heart of Jesus' credibility and ability to be the one who would bear your sins. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, as the angel spoke, God was conceived in the person of Jesus Christ in the womb of the Virgin Mary. God the Son did this so that he could be born of Mary and live a perfect life in your place and mine. We all have human fathers. And because we have human fathers, we're all born into this world sinful. From the moment of our conception, we are hostile to God, we're against God, and we want nothing to do with God. But the Holy One born of Mary would have to love God perfectly from the moment that life began at conception. So he couldn't have a human father like you and I do. So the Holy Spirit caused that human nature to be formed, and the Son of God took it upon himself, assumed himself that human nature, so that he could live the life that you and I have failed to live. So from the moment life began at conception, before he drew his first breath, until he breathed out his last on the cross, Jesus perfectly fulfilled God's law. Mary's virginity grants that that is possible. God the Son assumed that human nature in the Virgin also so that he could suffer and die on our behalf. Because we have not loved one another, nor God as we should, we deserve to die. And not just a physical death, but an eternal death in hell. And so God became man so that he could take the guilt of all of our sins into his very own body. And his body could suffer the pangs of hell in our place. If Jesus was in any way an impure sacrifice, his death would do us no good. And so Jesus was born of the Virgin so that we could know this is possible. But God the Son also assumed the human nature in the womb of the Virgin Mary so that he could die and rise again. The resurrection of Jesus is God's proof to you that not only is this possible, but it's a reality. Jesus really was born of the Virgin, without a human father, the sinless Son of God, the Holy One. God really has accepted Jesus' life and death on your behalf. And he proved it to you by raising his Holy One from the grave. Now, this one born of the Virgin is your Savior. No matter how you regard your virginity, how you regard your sexual purity, whether you've thrown it out as if it were worthless, regardless of the sins that you have committed, this one born of the Virgin is a greater Savior than you are a sinner. And he makes all who believe in him holy and blameless. The virginity of Mary should be very important to you, because it makes Jesus your sin bearer. It makes Jesus your Savior. To him be all glory, now and forever. Amen.